Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Said in the Mishnah that if a tinek is on Shabbos, the bris is on Shabbos. The eighth day will be Shabbos. Shabbos the first day, Sunday is the second day, Friday is the seventh day, and Shabbos is the eighth day. And Mingo Bizmanoi is Becha Shabbos. If you have Mingo, there's two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a Stam mitzvah Mingo, and then there's a special mitzvah of Birim Hashmini. If the person's Zeicha, that the baby is able to be Nimo on Bizmanoi, Birim Hashmini, that's Becha Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that if the Tinek is Noilad on the beginning of where we're coming into Shabbos, Friday night, Bein Hashmoshes, so Bein Hashmoshes we know is a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. So we're not going to go into what Bein Hashmoshes is, that's a machagas in itself. Pashut starts from Shki and ends by Seif Sekachavim. Which Shki is a machagas Rishonim? It's famous Rebbein Tam and Taisus and Zvachim, Nach Navav, Maralav. The Rebbein Tam says it goes by the second Shki, a later Shki. And when it says Sekachavim is also machagas, but Akaponim, whatever Bein Hashmoshes is, if a tinek is born b'nishmoshes, it's a suffolk. If it was born on Friday, the suffolk is born on Shabbos. If it was born on Friday, the bris should be on Friday. If it was born on Shabbos, the bris should be in Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, this child who was a suffolk, if it was born on Friday, suffolk is born on Shabbos, you maham the following week after Shabbos, on Sunday. Because you can't do Friday, because maybe he was born on Shabbos, and Friday's too early. And Friday's only the seventh day. And you can't do Shabbos, because maybe really he was born on Friday, and Friday was the eighth day, and Shabbos is the ninth day. And to go be machmir and malam on Shabbos, he can't do because it's not mingum bezmanai. It's a mingum of the ninth day. And if it's not bezmanai, it's not Becha Shabbos. So therefore, you push it off to Sunday. So again, if a kid is born on Bein Hashmoshes coming into Shabbos, you have to shkia. It's a suffolk if it's Friday, so if it's Shabbos, you have to push off the mingum of the next week till after Shabbos, till Sunday. That's the Mishnah. The Advaz, it's an early Achrin that the Rabbah brings down in Erechaim, Simen Shung, Amar Alaf, Tifkat, and Beis. The Advaz clears the Shaila, what if the child is born? It's a Suffolk before Bein Hashmoshes, Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes. You have a Sfek Sveka. First of all, you're not even sure. Let's say Shkia that week is 8 o'clock. And you're not sure if the kid was born before 8 o'clock, like a minute before, or the child was born after 8 o'clock. If it was born before 8 o'clock, there's no question. It was definitely Friday. Definitely the bris is on Friday. Or maybe he was born Bein Hashmoshes, and we have our suffolk. Today, I think they're pretty careful, and they write down exactly when the child is born, but you can imagine there could be cases, scenarios where he's born in a car, it happens also, and in all the excitement, nobody marked exactly the exact time when it was, and they knew it was around 8 o'clock. They weren't sure if it was before Shkia, after Shkia, plus Shkia, have a suffolk. So, time to do advice.
Just to let you know, clocks in hospitals are notoriously not accurate.
That's okay.
I've seen them 3 minutes off either way from my atomic watch.
Oh, okay. So
my Denver. So
okay, so
even if they say 8 o'clock.
If it's right on the button, you still have a suffix, maybe it was before,
yeah,
maybe it was after. You should take an atomic clock with him. Take an atomic clock. Okay. But if you get this question with. But again, the Mishnah doesn't talk about this. The Mishnah talks about just the child was born by the Bein Hashmoshes. The Mishnah says you have a suffolk. And we know suffolk derives from chumrah, so therefore we have to go with a little chumrah, so we have to push off the bris till after Shabbos. But over here, you have a sfek sfek, a tanya advaz. The suffolk maybe was born by the on Friday before Shkia. But then Tim Salim was born on Bein Hashmoshes, during Bein Hashmoshes, then also the suffolk maybe in Bein Hashmoshes is also yayim. So you have a sfek sfek, a two sfek is telling you there was Friday. And we have a klal, sfek sfek alakal. Oh, yes, it's all one suffix. Oh, very good. You're Muhammad, but we're going to get to that soon. But my advice doesn't say that. The advice considers this a sex faker. The advice says that you have a sex faker, you should mile the kid on Friday, mitam sex faker. Sex faker in Lucheri, in a lot of places, can say is mitam roi, because you have roi stodim. Roi of the possibilities here is that it's yom. There's only one star that is flying, but you have two stodim that it's yom. So it works out roi, even though. The Neshu talks about that in Ksubis, that you don't have to say that Sfek Sfek is Mitam Roi, but there's a Kutzes Sfekas in Klal Vav, Vais Yud, that says the Skomas HaChreinim is that Eimitzi Momen Alpi Sfek Sfek. If you have Sfek Sfek, even though we're Mitzi Momen Alpi Roi, but you're not Mitzi Momen Alpi Sfek Sfek, that's a little mashma that it's not Mitam Roi. The Stipel in Ksubis, the Enes Mechaz talks about this. The interesting thing is the Sfek is just being Zerai from Ra'or, and the Stipel has Zerai from Shid and Gubetas in Ksubis, that you Beis, Bisham Damban. That sex fake is not mitam roi because you're not mitzi moment. But akoponim, when you have a sex fake over here, you should be able to mal on Friday mitam sex fake. I would think that, you know, it's a little scary to mal a kid early, because an early mila is not a good mila, and the kid should go through life without a good mila. If a person is going to mal early, you have to do a tavas dam bris later on. Well, that's the halach in the Torah. Svek tells you to do like the rav stod in the svek. If you have this svek, a suffix that it was born for before shkia, that tells you you mal on Friday, and in Tzimtzum was born during Bein HaShemash, it's also a suffix yom that tells you also to mal on the day on Friday. But the Vaz says at the end, he wants the paskin that no, this is not a svek. The reason why is, he says, this suffix, if it was born before Bein HaShemash, after Bein HaShemash, is not a suffix, it's a chesar nidia. It's just something you don't know. Kind of the advice, and this is a svar brought down in Poskim, a suffix has to be a suffix of etzem. If you just have a chesar nidia because you don't know, that's not called a suffix. That's called a chesar nidia. There are people that are, the Chazanish was able to look up at the sky, or Mesh Feinstein, look up at the sky and tell you if it's definitely before Bein HaShemash, or if it is Bein HaShemash. And just if you don't know, that's not a suffix. That's the chesar nidia. That doesn't create over here a suffix to create a svek seika. But this is vaz to me is vissel shver, because the famous makar where we find the halacha chesar nidia is not a suffix is in Yerdeis Simukaf Yud, the Hilchos Taruvos. If a suffix, if an issa, the davar asa falls into a pot, and you need shishim to mevatel it, and you're not sure if there's shishim in the gedera to mevatel, let's say it's an issa d'rabbanan. So this is the bonnet falls into a pot. So you're not sure if you had shishim or not. So I would think that's the suffix. I'm not sure if there's, I'm looking at this pot, I can't really be Mishaya. Are there 60 gezeisim over here? I know gezeis of Issa fell in, but I'm not sure if there's 60 team of Apollo. You would think that's a suffix, a suffix of the bonnet hokel. But Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the place can say no. The place can say that's not a suffix, that's a chesar nidia. Because you don't know, you can't tell if there's 60 gezeisim here in this big pot. That's not a suffix. That's a chesar nidia. It's something that you just don't know. There are chachamim that can look at a pot and they can be mishaya and they can tell you there is 60 over here. That would not be a suffix. You wouldn't say suffix al hakol. That would have to be asa. You wouldn't say suffix darban al hakol on that. Where do you say that a suffix shishim is a suffix? So shteitin in your day, that would be by nishbach. Let's say this again. This issa, a kzayis issa fell into a pot. And then half the pot, part of the pot spilled out and it's gone, went in the garbage, and there's no way to be omit how much there was originally. Now you're looking at it, there's definitely no shishim, because part of it was nishbach. But you're not sure, maybe originally there was shishim. That would be a suffix, because no one can tell you right now whether there was shishim or not. So that's called a suffix. That would be suffix davar l'hakol. So going back to our suffix over here, whether it's before Bein HaShemash or after Bein HaShemash, this is the emet nishbach. B'shas Maisa, you didn't know, that was Taka Chesar Nidia. But now, when you come 8 days later, no one can answer your question, was the child born before Shkia or after Shkia?
Was the Chiyav Tzal right away?
The Chiyav Mila?
Right away. I only say it very good.
You like that?
It's fine. What do you mean? At that point in time,
it's only a certain idea, so you can never have a sex maker.
Why
not?
Why did you declare? He didn't even know. He wasn't in the room.
I think if you did clear, and then later on it was Nishbach, it would still be a suffix. It would be called suffix. I think that's Allah by Nishbach. But Nishbach could even be, even if Bashas Mais, you weren't sure. Maybe I'm wrong. We want to say that by the pot also. If Shas Maisa Chesar Nidia, we paskin, you have to go in Chumra because you can't call this a suffix. And then later it's Nishbach. Maybe you're right. Okay. Well, Maisa, maybe that's the Dvasvar. The Dvasvar is a very good paskin that that point that it's the Chesar Nidia, not a suffix. That's a very good. Okay. Very good. I was thinking that my kasha was the reason why the Pima Gadol B'Ki Vega say different than the Vaz. The Pima Gadol B'Ki Vega, they bring them to the Vaz. And they go and they say a different reason why it's not a sex, not because the chesar nidia. I was going to say the reason why is because my kasha, this is not a chesar nidia. Now, 8 days later, no one knows, so it's definitely a suffix. But Gemaisa, the Pimagodim brings down the advice, and he wants to say another reason why it's not a sex. He says because you have a cheskas muberes. The isha was we know, originally muberes. And the question is, when was the later? Before Shkia or after Shkia? So Chazaka tells you, you keep it on status quo as long as possible. Just Chesed Muberes, Mestam she gave birth as late as possible. And you assume it was by Bein HaShemash. So mainly the first step discount, that takes off the first suffix that it was before Shkia or after Shkia, and all you have is the Chesed Muberes on Bein HaShemash.
It's the other way around, right? The suffix,
Then Chesed Smu Beres would tell you that it was after.
She said, "Shabbos day itself. When you have it Friday night, right after, not sure if it happened during."
I understand.
Year,
yeah.
Chesed
Beres would tell you that it was after.
And
you'd be able to make a meal on Shabbos. I don't know. I hear what you're asking. I'm saying, yeah. Would the Chesed Beres be enough to tell you to make a meal on Shabbos? Okay. My question of Shimon Gadol was, but you may have a Chesed Beres over here, but you also have a Cheskes Yoyim. If you want to go with Chazakis, then the question was it still Yoyim, or did it change over to Banish Marshes? So Cheskes Yoyim should tell you that it's still Yoyim. So that at least the Cheskes Yoyim should cancel the Cheskes Beres. There is a Machlokes Paiskim, Machlokes Chayim, if you say by Chazakis suing Ishtana, it's a Chazaka that you know is going to change. Do you say on that, is that a chazaka?
No.
So, what? The Shmaitz is right. So, you don't say
when was the later?
Pima Gavin says, Chasim was Beres, so will tell you it was later. It was later. Oh, that was my other kasha. By every Banish Moshes, why do we always have the svekas of Banish Moshes? Every Banish Moshes is to say Cheskes Yoyim. Say the Cheskes Yoyim is passing on that. What's Taka Teret? Very good, very good. Saiba talks about that, right. Let me see if I have that, yeah.
We're gonna
get to that soon. I hope.
No, it's not as much. You don't have to go. Whatever it gets in, but what kind of plan do you have? Then you don't have.
Okay, but anyway, I think we're going to get back to this soon. But the people go to the mindset, he wants to say, because of Chesed Smooth Beres, that's why you don't have a sex take over here. But Kivega says a third reason why you won't have a sex take over here. Kivega says, this is an inyan we spoke about the rest of the shuvah in a previous year by Yaris, Savak Mekavis Chayma, by Megillah, by Purim, in Simim Amtes. And by what's the din of a tati de sastri by Savig Rabban al Hakol, Kivega brings down Benegeya Svekseka also. There's a Tosis and Nida, the Chazayin, and other Yishayim say also, you don't say Svekseka al Hakol by tati de sastri. It's going to have to say it both ways, and it's a steer that you don't say. And Tanya of Kivega here also to be tati de sastri. Because if you would have one child that's born, like in our case, a Suffolk before Benish Moshes or Suffolk after Benish Moshes, then you're going to have to say the Svekseka that it's Suffolk was before Benish Moshes, and on the Benish Moshes himself, and Tipsalim was born Benish Moshes, maybe Benish Moshes is Yaim. But time to be Kiveg, if you had another child that was born, like Yaakov said, he was born a Suffolk on Benish Moshes, beginning of Shabbos, a Suffolk after Benish Moshes, then you would say the other way, that a Suffolk that Benish Moshes is maybe Lila, and Tipsalim. What? The Suffolk was in Tipsalim, that the Suffolk was born after Benish Moshes, Vade Lila, and in Tipsalim was born. Before, during Banish Moshes, Suffolk of Banish Moshes is Lyle also. But again, child, our case is the Suffolk was born before, let's say Shki is 8 o'clock and say is 9:30, right? So our case is the Suffolk, the child was born before 8 o'clock or during Banish Moshes, after 8 o'clock. Well, if you have another child, which is Suffolk was born before 9:30 or after 9:30, is born during Banish Moshes or Vaday by Shabbos, Vaday Friday night after 6 o'clock. Because you can't say both ways. You don't. That's Tosfos Shem. You don't say it. If it's Tati Tassi, you don't say Svekseke either way. Since it could be a Tati Tassi. Well, you have to see the Tosfos case is not complicated. I don't go into it. The whole thing was you made with Ziva with Zav. We spoke about this last time. There are many cases that you don't say sex fake if you're going to have to use sex fake two ways, and it's happy to have to.
Right.
Because go, you look through the whole Tosfos. I can't go through the whole Tosfos right now. Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. You'll see the case over there, and you'll Kivegi brings other cases. Last time we spoke about this also. We spoke about it also in other cases. But that's the Kivegi's time. The Bialoch and Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Amud Aleph, and the Masal Ben Shmoshes. He brings down Mishnah the Michas Koyin. That's one of the very early Echrayim. The Michas Koyin, the Pichadish brings them in all the time. He wants to say a fourth reason why he won't have a Sfek Seik over here. Pasha reason. This is, I think Abelny said this, that this is not a Sfek Seik at all. This is not two Sfek. It's all one suffix. Kulei Chod a Sfek. The Yisoyed is a famous Taisus in Ksubas Taftes by the case of Sfek Aynes, Taisus Hashem Aynes Chadu, where both cases of the Sfek was Maisa, all one Sfek, whether it was an Aynes or not. That's not a Sfek Seik. That's one Sfek. Here also, it's all one Sfek if the child was born on Friday or not. We're talking about, again, the child was born before, Suffolk before Benish Moshes on Friday, Suffolk during Benish Moshes Friday night. So what was our Sfek Seika? Suffolk that was born before Benish Moshes on Yoyim, and Imsim Salim was born Benish Moshes, Suffolk that Benish Moshes is Yoyim. Tain Mechus Koyin, so both of them is a Suffolk of its Yoyim. So it's all Kulei Chod Sveika. It's all one Suffolk. It's not Sfek Seika to begin with. It's all one Suffolk if it was Yoyim or not. That's the Mechus Koyin. So we have a nice four reasons why it's not Sfek Seika. Again, the Radvaz says it's not a Sfek Sveika because one of the Sveikas is a Chsarn Yediyah, it's not a Sfek at all. The Pimagavim says it's not a Sfek Sveika because you have a Chesed Muberes. The Kvegas says it's not a Sfek Sveika because you have Tati Kasasvi. And the Melchus Koyin, the Bialacha, say that the reason why it's not a Sfek Sveika is because it's not two Sveikas, it's Kumal Chod Sveika. So the Sefer, Chuvas Bichas Moshe from the Lomja Rav, he was the Rav Lomja, Moshe Shatskas, he's called the Lomja Rav. He's in America then in his life. He has a, in the back of the safe, he has a Kuntus Anach Pri Yitzchak. He writes, he was a step grandchild of Bitzel Pederberger. Bitzel Pederberger is a famous Sefer Pri Yitzchak, and Bitzel Pederberger, after his wife was Nifta, he married a second woman who was an Almana who had a child, and he raised that child, so it was his stepson, and this Lom Jirah was a child of that stepson, and he always looked at the Pri Yitzchak like his grandfather, it was his step grandfather, his father was raised by him. And he went and wrote a Sefer of Ha'aris on. And his step grandfather's sefer, Pri Yitzchak, is a shame as that. So in that sefer, Anach Pri Yitzchak, Simon Dalad, he asks the kasha, and the maisa, he tells him, the best reason, from all four reasons, the most partial reason is the Chodim Mechus Kayin. That it's not Sfek Seika to begin with. It's Kulei Chod Sveika, it's all one Sfek. In fact, the Lom Jirah, the Bechus Moshe, why does the Advaz, the Yerab, the Pimagon, the Kiveg have to give all these other reasons why it's not Sfek Seika? Because of Chassan Yediyah, because of Chesed Muberes, because of Tati Nefasi. Why do you just say there's no Sfek Seika here to begin with? It's all one Sfek. Why are they busy here with the Sfek Seika? So the Bechus Moshe wants the answer with a. Oh, and he gathered one more thing. He gathered the Sant, he brings down. The emphasis is this whole Shayang about Mingla, this shang really comes up in more Pashta cases, the Mogan of Ram, and some Reis Tamachaf. You don't have to talk about Mingla, you can talk about every Arab Shabbos, the guy's walking to Shul, and he's not sure if it's before Shkia or after Shkia. So you're not doing Malacha. The Chari should be a Sfek Seika. If a guy wants to do Malacha while he's walking to Shul, you know, the guy wants to take a cigarette, he says, should be a Sfek Seika. Sfek is before Shkia, and it's Motha, and Imsim Salim is after Shkia, Sfek that Ben Ishmash is still young. So why don't you have a Sfek Seika every time, and it should be Motha to do Malacha then? So the Magen Ram says, no, you can't rely on this Sfek Seika, and he doesn't say the reason why. The Lushi Strad on the side of Shulchan Aruch, he says the reason is because it's not a Sfek Seika, it's a Chson Yediyah. He tends to say it's a Chson Yediyah, and over here it's a good Chson Yediyah because it's B'Shach's Maisa, it's not later on. Right now, you don't know if it's before Shkia or not. Other people do know. People have a calendar, people have a watch, Pashut, you know. Many people know if it's before or after Shkia. Yours is only Chson Yediyah, you can't call that a suffix. That's not a suffix. It's only a one Sfek of Benish Moshes. The Machshavah Shekel, he says the reason because it's Kulei Chod Sveika. He says this reason. It's all one Sfek. You're Sfek if it's still Yom, if it's still Chol, or Shabbos yet. You know, you're Sfek if it's Shabbos yet. Finish. You can call it what you want. You call it, I'm not sure if it's before Benish Moshes, I'm not sure if it is Benish Moshes, and Benish Moshes itself is Yom. It's all Kulei Chod Sveika. It's Rabbi Shemin Nischarum. So over there, the Machshavah Shekel is saying in that halacha the same thing as the Mechus Koyin is saying in our halacha. Kiveg, when he came to Eir on his reason of Tati de Tatsvi on the Radvaz, why does he have to write his whole Shtukot Torah on the Radvaz, give a new reason, let him write his Shtukot Torah on that Magen Avram on Erev Shabbos, say also Tati de Tatsvi, because if you had a Suffolk, what would be Nafkamin if you had a Suffolk beginning of Shabbos, if it was Benish Moshes, it was Vayechah Benish Moshes, you have to say the other way. But I think the Teretz is because in that Magen Avraham, to me, the more Pashto reason is like the Levush Yisrael, because the Chson Yediyah. Over there you have a vade chson yediyah. That's what the Kivega said. We'll just leave that reason. But by the Mila case, I personally held that it wasn't chson yediyah. I was thinking, well, it's not chson yediyah because right now, 8 days later, for sure nobody knows what it was b'shas ma'aseh. The Olam here wants to tell you that since b'shas ma'aseh was gepaskin, it's not chson yediyah. But, I mean, it remains chson yediyah. But maybe that's where the Kivega saved his hasaga on for the Advaz, not the Magen Avraham. But al kapanim, we're left here with the, which I think is the big kasha of the Bechus Moshe. Why do Kivega and all the Achreinim are busy with this Svek Sveika of Suffolk was born before Shabbos, before Ben Shemash, Suffolk was born after Ben Shemash? Why are they saying all these reasons because of Chesan Yedi and Tati Vesasri and Chesan Beberis? Why don't they just say it's not a Svek Sveika? It's Kulin Chodes Sveika. It's one Suffolk if it's Yemenat. So the Bechus Moshe brings down a big chiddush from the Beginning Shleima. The Beginning Shleima is the Pnei Shuz Rebbe. I'm sorry, Pnei Shuz Zeda. I think they say it was the Rebbe of the Shach. The Pnei Shuz brings him down to Zeda. The older Chayim bring him down. The Beginning Shleima in Shabbos Tafam Adalad, and he wants to fam for Shver Rashi over there, and he says Moshe Chiddush. He wants to declare: is Ben Shemash a simple suffix of whether it's still day or night? We just don't know, did the day end yet? Did the night begin yet? Is that all subject? Or has been a shmosh, pshat is, it's a zman b'fnei atzmai. It's a beya b'fnei atzmai. The Eibush created, there's such a thing as yom, such a thing as laila, and then there's a time of being a shmosh of itself. And the only question is, what the Torah considers this time. Does the Torah give this time a din of yom, or does the Torah give this time a din of laila? But being a shmosh is not a suffering yom of laila, it's a time for itself. It's just a suffering in din, what the halacha is. And if you say that way, that it's a time for itself, then tach is a sex seker. Because it's not kun lechad seker. It's not just all one question if it's yom. The question is it yom or is it ben shmoshes? Ben shmoshes is not yom. If it's ben shmoshes, the day ended. Only by ben shmoshes we have a suffix if ben shmoshes has a din of yom or din of laila. So then it would be very good why all these achrayim consider this a sex seker. The mice, this chesed the beginning shleim al chayyeh. It's hard to hear. It's very hard to say such a thing that there's a time of Ben Shemashis. It's either Yom or Laila.
It's still either Yom or Laila.
Well, no. I bet you can see why it's a Svek Sveika.
It's dust.
Right, the Master Shekel is not going with that. The Master Shekel doesn't hold that way, right? Beif and Atmai. Right. There's actually, Kvi is a Beif. I was thinking, or Tushta, what we spoke about a few weeks ago, on the Gemara Yivam Safi Gimel says, one man the Mahal's on Dragonis is Pasha stuff. I can see the Zach in the cave, and one man the Mahal's, no, it's a third Beya. They have created Schar and the Kavis and Andragonis. Dragonis is a Beif and Atmai, it's just a suffering in Din. Does he go with Alochas of a Zach, Alocha of a Gimel? But may, you hear the Svar, but if it's a separate time, then it's a Svek Sveka. It's a suffix if it's yom, and if it's slim, it's not yom. It's a whole different time. Suffix what that time has. Then everybody it's not going to say that. That's a good teretz. The only thing that's shver to me is the whole chiddush of the Ginnish Lema. Who says that there's a whole that there's yom lying on a third thing called Benish Mashas? You look in Chumash, the beginning of Pashas Bereishis, Ma'aseh Bereishis, David should b'shaf and yom, David should b'shaf and lying. It doesn't say anywhere David should created nachazach Benish Mashas. It's just a suffix if it's still day or night. But then it says, I was thinking of a shtaka maka for this chiddush. That Ben Shmosh is a time for itself. It's for Mishnah and Pirkei Avos and Avos. Pirkei Mishnah above. The Mishnah says, "So the Varm Nivru Erev Shabbos Ben Shmosh." 10 things were created Erev Shabbos Ben Shmosh. Ve'elohein Pi Aretz, the ability of the earth to open up and swallow Kerfa Adasai. Pi Be'er, that's the Be'er of Miriam that found Chayis so in the Midrash by all the Masayis to give them water to drink. Or Pi Asling of Bilan, this week's Edra. We get to mention this week's Edra. And Tashas Balak, that the PR saying that was able to talk, and seven other things. Just to mention on that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "So the Ram Divu Be'er Shabbos Ben Shmoshes." The Melech HaShleima brings down from one of the Shainim, Ben Yehosef, that he takes out the words Erev Shabbos. He just says, "Goyus, So the Ram Divu Ben Shmoshes." And I think the reason is because why call it Erev Shabbos? Ben Shmoshes is a suffix if it's Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. What's up? We should call it Erev Shabbos. Right, exactly. That's our answer. They're telling you which day it was. Maybe it's Matzai Shabbos, maybe it's Wednesday, Tuesday, you don't know. And then it says this mission that we went today in Shabbos, Achufam Zayin Alav, the mission says, Ben Hashmash Shal Erev Shabbos. The mission also refers to, even though it's a Suffolk Shabbos, Suffolk Shabbos, the mission refers to Ben Hashmash Shal Erev Shabbos just to define it. It's not so schwer.
Ben Hashmash, oh, Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Pugam Maisi changes the Gersa, but okay. It's very, very disturbed. I said the Tveris Yisrael on this Mishnah of Asad Vam Nivu Ben Ishmoshes, the Tveris Yisrael Tain is, it's not the Pshat that David Shem Mamash created the Pia Asain that time, and then it lived this Asain and the bear, and these things were created, and they remained for 2,000 years until the time came in the Midbah by Bilam and Balak. The Pshat is, he says, that's not what it means. It wasn't that this Asim was 2,000 years old. It was the Eibush created then the Koyach that there should be such a Bria. And later, 2,000 years later, that Koyach was Yetzir HaPoel. It came out. Why does he say this? It seems, I think it's the first was bothering him to go think that the Asim was a 2,000 year old Asim, another Nes. But I think more was bothering the Tversi Searle. Since we know Banish Mosh is a Suffolk, Erev Shabbos, Suffolk Shabbos, it's Bissel Shver, how could there be any Bruyim, any creation on Shabbos? The Torah says, Yom HaShviyi Yishar Suvi Yinafash. David says, they're not created anything. But if you learn it was just a Koyach, that the Yetzir HaPoel, maybe that's not considered something like a Maisa Bereishis. Maybe that's bothering him. But then if the Torah still says another Moed Gevurah, and I think he's also coming to answer this Kasha, what's Pshat that David should create these 10 things? But I think he's also answering the reason why it's not a kasha how the Ebishter did these things of Bria during Shabbos, which might be Shabbos. The Teretz says, because these 10 things, every one of them, was no need to have them for Gashmis at all. They were all purely for one reason, to be later on in history, to be an Oysu Meifus Amachusa Yisbarach, to show the Malchus of the Eibishta. The Eibishta would make a nest that there would be a Pia Asain talking, and there would be a bear. For the bear, for Gashmis, they could have made Pashta rain, Mobadecha Teva, even though it would be a nest to have rain maybe in the Midbar, but Mobadecha Teva, or make simple wells, wherever they went, let a well pop up. Vastepis, they'd have a bear floating around. It was just to show Malchus Yisbarach. So Dr. Tzvi Yisrael, all these things are Madriga Echa Lamata Meskunus Chedush Shabbos itself, because Shabbos itself is Lefasa Malchus Shalta Yisbarach, Tzvi Yisrael says. Shabbos itself is to show the Malchus and the Mamshal of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And these things are also to show the Mamshal and the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, these things are going to have to be created on Shabbos also. So it's a very good Tzvi Yisrael. This is Yom Tif, and there's a Chukot Safsaif and Arachayim Sumim. Hey, they also stand on the Kasha. How could it be something created on Shabbos? And they have different Tzvi. But this is Tzvi Yisrael's Tzvi. But Akoponim, what I was standing on, at least he started to mention it, was what's made the whole mission to begin with? Asad Vam Nivu Ben Ishmashis. If Ben Ishmashis is Pashad a Suffolk, if it's still Friday or it's already Shabbos, we don't know if the day ended or not, whose Suffolk was it? The Ben Ishmashis, of course, knows if it was day or night. So who's the mission talking to that these things were created? Ben Ishmashis talking to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was the only person that was there at that time, and he was watching these things being created, and he was looking at a clock, and he was wondering, I don't know, is this day or is it night? I'm not sure, right? That's not Mistab like. Who's the mission talking to? It sounds like from this Mishnah that there is a Zman Yuchid of Ben Ishmashis. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That these things, there is a Zman Yuchid of Ben Ishmashis. And it's a suffix of its name or online, or what the Allah
is. Is that?
Can it be passed? Can it be passed?
We have
suffix. Oh, and Din, okay, but that's not the case. But the Din is not Negeya. Even if it has a Din Yoyim, but the Mishnah can tell you, these things were created not on Friday, they were created on a different Zman. It wasn't Friday, it was a Zman Miyuch for the Ben Ishmashis. What the Din is? It might have a Din of Friday, it might have a Din of Shabbos. No, I'm not bringing that right, no.
So what is it?
No, they're asking if the Pasuk says that Yom Yishish Yosin Fash. The Pasuk says David should not create anything, and here the Mishnah is saying he did create things. Teretzis, Shos for Yinafash, only goes on Mamish things which are
Shayat HaGashmiz.
Maybe that's the answer, but the Tzad of Ben Ishmashis is Shabbos, what's the test of the Kasha? Well, the Tzad of Ben Ishmashis has Din of Shabbos, the Din of Shabbos, the Chayr should be Nechval and the Din of Yemeshi, Shos for Yinafash.
Bring your eyes from here, the Ben
Ishmashis. No, I'm not saying that. But we have so Tzvi Yisrael says we have mice, we don't bring a riot from here, Zokta Tzvi Yisrael. There's other two of them, there's other two of them,
right, that's what I'm saying. The Kashim, Okay,
that's not the way they do it. But I'm trying to bring it right from this Mishnah that there's such a thing as Beinish Mashas. If you write this Beginish Shleimah, there's such a thing as Beinish Mashas. Oh, and that's the Tzvek's also meaning it's not a Tzvek's Seika. So going back to the other Kasha, why by every Sark Beinish Mashas, why don't we put on Cheskas Yoyim? Agamei was this. What's that Kasha? Every Beinish Mashas, why don't we put on the Cheskas Yoyim? So Stipish tells it also in Beya Simon Yates in the new print at Simon Chabez, and he wants the answer. He says there's a Mishnah Peg Zayin Hilchas and the Kunst of Seikas Klal Dal by Stalad and Hey B'Shem Mangad of Achreinim, and the Kunst of Seikas says that's the Ramban that he says that's Pshan Ramban and Iran in First Peg Kedushin, and Stipish also Mitzayin to Abdim William Simon Chav Zayin that all these Achreinim Smaydik Bekiyas say a Chiddush that by Sveikah the Dina you don't go by Chazaka. The only time you go by Chazaka is the Sveikah Mitzias. Something is a suffix in Metzias, then the Chazaka tells you, Mestamet happened, leaving on Chazaka can happen later. But the Sveik of the Dina, you don't put on Chazaka. That's type of status. Tiny there, Benish Moshe is the Sveik of the Dina. So you don't put on Chazaka the same. But to me, it's a bit so schwer, because if you learn Benish Moshe is a suffix in Metzias, did the day end and the night begin or not, so why is that called Sveik of the Dina? In Halacha, nobody knows the answer, but the Chayyus is a suffix in Metzias, so Chazaka should still help you. But if you learn Megina Shleima, that Benish Moshe is not a question if the day ended or not and the night began. The day for sure ended. The day ended. Now we're at a new time of Benish Moshe. It's a separate time. It's only a suffix what the din is if it's Yom Malayna. That's Sveik of the Dina. So it's very good why we wouldn't say, can we put on Chesed Yom? This guy won't answer the question of Shemagodin, but okay. There's a Bryce in Shabbos of Thaman on Beis. The Bryce says, Tanar Bonam, Benish Moshe, Suffolk, Min HaYom, Min HaLayla. Suffolk, Kulim, Min HaYom, Suffolk, Kulim, Min HaLayla. Matinga, I said, Lechem, Mishne, Yom. The Benish Moshe, the Suffolk, is it from the day or from the night? That means, Miksosai, part of it's the day, part of it's the night. Or it's a Suffolk, the whole thing is night and the whole thing is day. But the Lashon of the Bryce is Suffolk, Min HaYom. And Suffolk Min HaLayla. From that, Lashon of the Bryce, it sounds to me like it's not a separate time, not like the Megina Shleima. This would be a separate time. The Bryce is to say, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Layla, and Din. But Suffolk Min HaYom, is it from the day, or Suffolk Min HaLayla, or is it from the Layla? That sounds more like a Suffolk Metzias. Did the day end yet or not? Did the night begin yet? It's just a Gaur. And my other sugar was also, this Bryce is telling us that there's three possibilities. Benish Moshes could either be Kum LaYom, completely day, or it could be completely night, or it could be partly day, partly night. If you say that... Okay. Well, it's a Suffolk which has a Din Yom or Din Layla, so you have to learn either way. But but there's a suffix in din. That might be interesting. But I just want to say also, if it's a suffix, what that time is, that period of time is, then it should be either kumayim or kumayila and din. The fact that there's a tzad that's possibly part day and part night, that sounds more like a suffix in metzias, whether the day ended or not. On the Ikka Kasha that the Birchas Moshe Lom Zhor was asking, why do all the Achreinim have to be busy with Svek Sveika over here with all these other reasons, why don't they just say Pasha, the Kumlai Chad Sveika, it's all one Suffolk. Well, one Shugat Teretz could be, there's a King of Siakov in Avodah Zarah, Masech Avodah Zarah, Simen Tesvah by Stalet, that he shtels on a Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Dachlam Aches, he wants to say that Tosis is Chaylik on this whole halacha of Kumlai Chad Sveika. The whole Yisoid, that if the Yisoid of the Sveikas is all one Suffolk, is a Tosis in Ksubis. That test in the case of Shemayin Eschadhu. That's what Tosfos says, that if both Sveikas are all really one Suffolk, it's not called Sveik Sveika. But Sveikah is a Kashan, and Chayr Tosfos Vezor is Chaylik. Because Tosfos says, Tosfos says over there, if you cook something in a pot, you've cooked this in a pot, and then you cooked kosher or food in the pot. So the pot would ask for the kosher food, but you have a Suffolk if it was a Ben Yomi or not. The halacha is only if the same day that you cook chafe in the pot, that same day that you cook kosher in the pot, ben yomai, it asks the kosher food. But if it's ain't a ben yomai, if it was cooked, or even milchus of fleishiks, if the milchus was more than a day old, it won't ask the fleishiks that was cooked the next day. Because it's ain't a ben yomai. So if you have a suffix, if you have a suffix that was ain't a ben yomai or not, and then you had a second suffix, that maybe the issa that was cooked in the pot was nice and tamei pgam. You're not sure. If something was nice and tamei pgam, a little bit was spoiled, that also doesn't assa the next food that you cook in it. So Taisa says that's a svek sveker. Because you have a safa, give us a ben yoyme, you ain't a ben yoyme. And in tim salayme, it's a ben yoyme, maybe it was nice and tamei pgam. So Taisa says that the food is kosher. In fact, the staple, why don't you say kulin chad esvekehi? Because even the suffix of any ben yoyma is the yisayde of nice time of kam. The reason why the second day doesn't ask is because the time is already a little bit pogum. It's already, it's old, it's a little spoiled. So it's really all kulin chad esvekehi. Why is it called esvekehi? The staple is the time of murder gechidish. This test is chaluk and have yisayde. That if the reason for the, it may be kulin chad tam, but if each tam came from a different tziba, came from a different matzv, that's still called esvekehi. So if he's there, that's maybe why all the chayim want to go even going to this tesis and be busy with them to explain why it's not sex like over here. This would also maybe this will answer Kiriyas Akash and Shulchan Aruch in your day is some Reisa Gimel Sif Gimel, the Bihalacha that we mentioned before brings it down also. There's a Santer Amar, a Amar Pasens and Hilchos Chadash. The din is that Midaraisa, anything that any tefua that grew this year is asa mitam chadash. Asa is the din of chadash, asa teed, until it passes by the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach is the yom ha'oma, either you have to be makav the yom ha'oma, or the day of a kervas yom has to pass by, then it becomes yashan. Then you're allowed to eat it. So Zokta Ramah, that our tefua, at least in times of Ramah, in those days they were never sure when that tefua grew, Zokta Ramah, all our tefua will be mutam mitam svek seker, because the suffix is from last year, and intim slim is from this year. It was a suffix that maybe was nishrash before the Yoma, before the second day Pesach. So, and second day Pesach passed by on the nishrash also. And the halacha is, as long as it was nishrash, it took root, the wheat, that's already enough for the Yoma to be matir. So it's a svek seker. So suffix was last year or this year, and intim slim is this year, maybe it was this year from before Pesach, and Pesach passed by. In fact, in Kiveg, this is Shem and Ischaru, this is all one suffix. So, well, I was thinking that you need at least two different matzavim, but this is also maybe two different years, two different crops will be two matzavim. Either it was from this crop, and since it was from this year's crop, maybe it was still from maybe it was still from before the Yoma. So Pelin de Gramor. So according to this type of chiddush that there's a toisus on the vayzor that's chaylik on the toisus and subas and says you don't say kulin chadaseki, maybe that's what the Ramah means. But l'maisa the kasha by the kasha why the Ramah will be making like the toisus and vayzor not like the toisus and subas. And also this whole diak and toisus and vayzor is a moedik chiddush that I don't think any of the pesukim say that anyone is chaylik on toisus and subas that you don't say shemayin eschadu. This is type of chiddush that he wants to say asking a shtaka kasha, he's asking a shena kasha the toisus and vayzor, but the ghost is such a chiddush. That it's such a shita that doesn't hold of Shem Ein Eschadu that Kulin Chadaseki, it's Mori Degah Chiddush, and the stipend is in his Mori Degah Nivus, he writes on that piece, Ve'ini Oime B'dine Seksveke, V'Rashamti Rakhna Zikaren. I'm not holding now Dine Seksveke, I'm only writing this to remember it. La'ayim B'zeh B'shasa Esa B'dine Seksveke. That I should look into this later on when I learn Hil Seksveke. So he himself mentions Mori Degah Chiddush. Okay, I wanted to speak also about Kivega in the Dharam, that's some of Testament Bays. And also that the king is right and the king of Siakas in Bayah, but it's getting late, maybe another time. Sure. Yes,